I'm here talking with Gary Binderham, who is a candidate for Congress in District 2, which stretches from North Harris County over to Jefferson County, Beaumont. Gary, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 56 years old. I was born in Oklahoma, but I've lived most of my life in Texas. We lived in Corpus Christi when I was a little child, moved away when I was 8 and a half years old, and then I ended back up in Texas in about 1978 when I went to Texas A&M to work on a doctorate in wildlife and fisheries sciences. And I was at A&M until 82. I didn't get my doctorate, but I had a wife and two small children, and it was time to make some money and put some food on the table. And I went to work for a water and wastewater contract operations company in Harris County, which was Amtex Corporation, and it's now Severn Trent Services. It's an English-owned company. And I ran the Kingwood development in the 80s for them, and now I work in environmental compliance, especially with drinking water issues.
Okay. What background, if any, do you have in politics and campaigning?
I have no background in politics. I had no interest in ever running for an office, but after Ted Poe beat Nick Lampson in 2004, I was expecting Nick to maybe run again, so I kept sending him my money, and although I had no interest in running, I've always had an interest in politics. And when Nick decided that he was going to run in Texas 22, which I'm so glad he did, and which has already reaped such great benefits for the people of Texas to get rid of Tom DeLay, I kept asking people I knew in the Kingwood area Democrats and in the Harris County Democratic Party who they thought might run for the 2nd Congressional District. And they always said, well, we don't know, but probably somebody from the Beaumont area will run. Because the district stretches all the way to the Louisiana border and includes all of Jefferson County, and it would have made sense if somebody in Jefferson County had run for this seat. But it got down to the last week before the filing deadline, and nobody had filed. I was really getting worried. So what I did was I told my family, I was badgering one particular individual to run, and he finally said, well, look, instead of badgering me, why don't you just put your money where your mouth is and do it yourself? And so I thought about that for a day or two, and I asked my family, I told them that if nobody had filed by the filing deadline, then I would go to Austin and file, and they looked at me like I was kind of crazy. And it came, I believe it wasn't it January the 2nd, Monday was the filing deadline. I have no idea why we have filing deadlines so early and on holidays and
we
all
have,
that.
We have a March primary, so.
But anyway, I checked the Texas website, state Democratic Party website. Nobody had filed, so I drove all the way to Austin, got there at about 2:30, and asked them if anybody had filed, and they said nobody had filed in the second, so I went ahead and filed. I paid my $3,150, which left me exactly $146 in the bank, and when I got back home, I expected my family to be kind of upset with me blowing all my money, and I thought, it's probably not going to be nice when I got home. But when I got home, they were like having a victory party, and they were all of my children were home. And they were very supportive, and immediately I started getting telephone calls from people that wanted to know if I needed any help. Stacy Medellin had a website up for me in about 2 or 3 days, and I hope everybody will go to our website because it's very good, www.garybindrum.com. I think it's a great website. And you can email us, and of course you can contribute money.
Yes. How have you been doing in that department?
Well, I think I've been doing very well. So far we have been traveled from the very west end to the very east end of the county. We've identified places where it would be good to concentrate on trying to get people registered and motivated to vote. We figure there are up to 200,000 unregistered voters in the district who would be inclined to vote Democratic. And
there are some of these, like people who had relocated after Hurricane Katrina?
There are many thousands in Jefferson County that relocated after Katrina, but there are also, Jefferson County is very under-registered. There are many people to register there, especially very poor people who now need a great deal of help after Hurricane Rita, and they are actually getting less help than people that had to relocate from New Orleans. Matter of fact, in many cases, you will find residents of Jefferson County that are trying to live in a home that has a tree on it, when next door there is somebody that has been relocated from New Orleans who's had their property, the property was fixed up and made livable and nice before they were even moved into it. So the people from Louisiana that were brought into Texas are being treated very well, I think. We need to get them registered and we need to get them voted. But the current Congressman, Ted Poe, has completely ignored his own constituents that are in Jefferson County. He's off fighting some kind of invasion that he says is taking place.
Invasion of?
Of the United States from Mexico. He's calling President Fox Generalissimo on the floor of the Congress several times. He said it's Pearl Harbor. And he talks like he wants to go to war with Mexico.
That's a little bit out there. Let's come back to Jefferson County and Hurricane Rita. I mean,
okay.
Beaumont, Port Arthur, that whole area was hit pretty hard by Hurricane Rita. What has been done for these people, and what needs to be done, and what is Ted Poe doing?
Well, first off, a lot of the damage to individuals' property should have been covered under insurance. But most of the people I've talked to in Jefferson County are saying that their insurance claims are being denied. Tree falls on your house, for some reason they're denying your claim. I don't understand that. I think there is a big insurance scam going on that needs to be taken care of really on the state level, but the state's being run by Republicans and they're behind the insurance companies and not the people of Texas, and certainly not the people of Jefferson County, Texas, who tend to vote Democratic. So if the state's not going to do anything, the federal government needs to do something. Somebody needs to get some relief in to the property owners in Jefferson County, who, and their losses have to add up into the billions in Jefferson County. It's hard to find a home there that hasn't been damaged. It seems if you are a rich white Republican, your insurance company is going to repair your home. But if you're a poor black Democrat, forget it. Yeah, I talked to one woman the other day in Jefferson County that had less than a year to go on her mortgage when Rita put a tree on top of it. She's paid insurance for 30 years. They are not giving her a penny. The tree is still on her home. It's a huge tree. Her family tries to every weekend to cut a little more of it off and put it out for the debris to be picked up. But they're doing the best they can, but it is a huge, it must be at least a 200-year-old tree, and it will take them years at this rate to get rid of the tree. Just to make one saw cut through the entire tree takes more than a weekend to do.
As Congressman, what would you do specifically to help people like that who have been affected by Rita and are still waiting on help?
We need to go in and make it a disaster recovery process. The federal government has done a lot of things to help certain areas of the country before. We have the Tennessee Valley Authority that was established mainly to help end poverty in the Appalachians. Most people think it's to bring electricity. That's what they went in and did, was build a lot of power plants and dams and so forth like that. But it was mainly to help the area economically. Congress needs to come in. We need to tear down the substandard housing. We need to build new comparable housing to what the people had before. And we need to do it because the insurance companies are not living up to their obligation. A person of normal means cannot overcome this themselves. If the federal government doesn't step in and do something that the state of Texas is not going to do, then this area is going to deteriorate. People will have to move away. You can't live in a rotting, moldering house that's wet every time it rains, that doesn't have air conditioning because it's not safe to hook up the power, and several items like that. The federal government needs to come in and do a massive restoration project. Now, there's also a public component to this. There are government buildings, schools, firehouses, items like that. They are being rebuilt at 100% federal government money in Louisiana. But the last I heard, they were only going to do it 75% in Jefferson County, Texas. And that's a shame. Jefferson County suffered as great as did Louisiana, and all of the government facilities and debris cleanup need to be 100% funded by the federal government, just like they are in Louisiana. As long as Republicans control the Congress, though, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. You're running in a district that Nick Lampson had run as the incumbent in 2004. He did not win. How do you, as a new candidate, do better than that?
Well, first off, I supported Nick, and I wanted him to run again. I feel that at the last moment, Nick was hit by a barrage of negative campaign ads that distorted his positions in the Congress, and I feel that Nick was a little slow to respond. I think he had already had his ads done and his advertising time bought, and I don't think he expected the viciousness that hit him in the last week or two of the campaign. Also, when Nick ran in 2004, the winds were definitely against Democrats. People were still through fear-mongering on the national level, were voting for Republicans out of fear. I think in the last year and a half that the American people have seen through a lot of the fear-mongering and broken promises that Republicans have made. They can see being profligate spenders, tax cuts only for the rich. Eventually, somebody's going to have to pay for them, and I'll bet the rich are not planning on paying for them. So if we can't get rid of the Republicans pretty soon, what we're going to see is our children, for the rest of their lives, trying to pay out this Republican debt that the people's money that has been squandered, a lot of it can't be accounted for. We have nothing to show for most of the money that has been spent. It's time that all Americans realize we've been taken to the cleaners by a political party that is run by con artists, and we need to get back to the basics of what America is about, which is progress for the people, and go forward into the future for that. The Democratic Party has been decimated in a lot of areas, and we need to rebuild that. One of the main things we need to do is go out and register people, especially young people. We need to devote time and effort to that. And with the money that we get, we are probably going to concentrate first on getting people registered and motivated to vote. And then TV ads and so forth like that in the very last part of the campaign. And we intend to do that in such a way that if we get attacked, there's nothing for them to attack me on, but I'm sure they will dream up something to attack me. And we need to be able to respond in less than 24 hours, changing our ads out and reply to those attacks.
Okay. Gary Bindrum, thank you very much for talking with me. Good luck with your campaign.
Well, thank you, Charles. I enjoy your blog very much.
Thank you.